So therefore, we are opening the meeting of the Malabar Palm Bay Mobile Home Recreational Community. That's a long name, isn't it? So first will be the invocation by Keith, if you all stand.
I have not tested this yet. Sounds like it works. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. We pray for the health and the well-being of the residents and the employees of this community and family and friends, whether here or traveling. We also pray for the people of the world with the flu, and please end this as soon as possible. We ask that you will watch over and guide the nations and bless it to bring it peace that we all desire. Guide our elected officials to use the wisdom in their decision-making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray, amen. I pledge allegiance.
Please be seated. Extra papers? You mean like this? I don't. Can you share? Okay, all right. Okay. So we got a few things on the agenda tonight, so I'm gonna get right to it. Have I got everybody's attention? Just wondered. So I'm going to get right to it. First thing I want to have a roll call done.
Here we go. Terry Steimer.
Here.
Joe Prisco. Here. Joanne Guggen. Gagan is how you pronounce it, sorry. Keith Richard.
Here.
Michael Hamm.
Here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier, I'm here. Barbara Whitnick. That's it, thank you.
Could we also show that the district manager, Cherie, is here? Can we all, am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I just would like to note that Cherie, district manager, is also.
Cherie, the district manager, is here. All right. Good. Here we go. I need to acknowledge a few people. First, to help me clean the pond out there out front, the retaining pond, Ron Foote, Mark, your brother, right? Your brother helped me do that, and myself, and I thank all of you who raised your hand that said you were going to be there and didn't show. All you. Yeah, okay, good. Secondly, I want to acknowledge Gene Beach and all of you who participated in the 50th anniversary celebration that was here. It was done great, great. I learned a lot of information about that, and I appreciate it. My God, it was good. Particularly the play. Remember that part? That was cool with Dickens, wasn't it? Secondly, I'd like to acknowledge those of you in the APP, AAP, A... APPOA, I get it. Who did the meet and greet. That's the first time I'd been to it, and I thought it was outstanding. I got to sit with quite a few people and talk about the things that they were involved in, and I appreciate that, and I'll be there again next year. And if any of your APPOA, and if anyone is new, please be sure to go to that. And for those of you who missed the 50th celebration, probably in another 50 years, we're going to have another one, so be sure to attend. You know? All right.
Could I make one comment?
Yes.
Becky, could you stand, please? HPPOA memberships, right here. Get them. Thank you. Good organization.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, to get on with the regular announcements, Joe is here. Okay. Joe is here, Joe Prisco, and it was a slight little thing that happened since the last meeting. We were talking about getting bids for the adipodicones. Is that right? What? Shrubs. Shrubs. Good. And Joe was a little bit upset about one of the bid proposals. So he thought that he should go approach this bidder, which was Arcadia. I think it was called Arcadia, about straightening that out. When he got down there to Arcadia to straighten the bid out, he got very excited about the price of the shrubs. And he called Cherie and got the credit card number and bought them. I mean, that's pretty funny, really, when you get right down to it. But he did. He bought them. And he used Cherie's credit card, and he got her number. As far as I know, because I don't know definitely, as far as I know, that's legal in our system here. But the other thing was, the board told him to bring back a completed proposal, not to buy the plants, and we would discuss that completed proposal at the next meeting, which is tonight. So he made a mistake. That's what he did. He made a mistake. And maybe you would, too, if you saw the price of those plants. Maybe they get you excited. I don't know. But he did, and Joe and I had a little talk, and he's not going to do it anymore. And I just thought the board should know that. And if the board wanted to comment, now's the time to comment.
I will make a comment. I have to say that I'm the partner in crime, because I gave him the credit card, so tag me too.
Okay, you're tagged. So are we good with that? It won't happen again. Yes, ma'am.
Mike,
yeah, 3 minutes or less.
Net Regis, 409 Holiday. I have a question. I know when you guys were discussing the podocaris and getting it different places, I believe that it was a lot more of a discount where he purchased the podocaris than anything. So he saved the park money, correct?
He did say, yes, he did a good thing, actually, except for not following the rules. He did a good
And they gave us six trees for free.
Yeah.
So
right,
they're not as big as the ones we got and paid for, but they did give us six for free, and they're going to grow, so it does look really nice at the entrance.
Thank you. Thank you.
The total amount of the that cost us $28.50. The reason why I jumped at the deal is when they went down there, they told me this is only a short deal. We needed to jump on it. He said if somebody comes in behind them, he's going to sell these plants at $100 a piece to the first bidder, because he's no longer doing his landscaping business, the company. So I said, I called her, I explained it. We need to buy him now. Otherwise, we're gonna lose this deal and end up costing us about $1,000 more, because he delivered them and installed them for $350, and fertilized them. So that was the best deal out there, approximately $1,000 under anybody else's. So, you know, I am guilty of not coming back to the board, but I figure if I wait 2 weeks, we were going to lose that deal. So that was the reason I made the decision. So it was $28.50 total.
Keith.
And this is my comment. Can you hear me now or not? Can you hear me now? This thing doesn't talk. Okay, I'll eat it. And this is my point I brought up earlier, not today, but the last month, when we restricted Cherie to $1,000 to spend. $1,000 buys nothing. And for deals in the park, we need to really consider the limit that we can deal with on a quick basis, because a lot of things, need, like fountains, need to be taken care of more than once a month or once every summer. Plants or deals need to come along that are usually, if they're going to save, I mean, if they're going to save us $20-$30, yeah, they're going to cost us $500. We'll save $20-$30. That's no big deal. But if we can get something like this that's $2,800, that would cost us about $4,500. But we also have to have people and trust them to make those decisions. And now I'm not saying don't bring it to the board, but go ahead and bring it, and we'll either jump all over them or we'll give them a pat on the back. But the thing is, most of the time, we can't make it illegal to do. That's why I would like the thing to be a little more. And I'm not going to go on anymore, but just think about that for the next meeting.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no further conversation. Jim. There's definitely an error made, Jim, and you're right about that. So that's good. That's good to bring. That was a good move that you talked about, calling somebody. But anyway, it's what's done now is done. So I think we beat that to death. Let's get on to the retention pond, if you don't mind. Again, I'd like to thank Ron Foote and Mark, your brother, to help me clean the pond out there. It's looking pretty good, but we've got to do something with it. And what that is the doggone base of the pond has, like, sank or flown away or whatever happened to it. It's way below the drain. So we've got to build that up so that when it does rain, since it's a retention pond, it will start draining right away. We're talking about Ron Foote running with this in terms of getting some prices. Now, we're talking about doing this in-house. Put crushed concrete, whatever material needs to be put in there, slope it so that it runs to the drain, and that's pretty much about it, unless you put a liner in there to be able to, because, you know, this is going to happen forever. If we don't do something with it, we're going to continually have mosquitoes out of there. We're going to have wild plants and, you know, grow here and there. Somebody's got to clean it, and it looks like crap. Especially, that's one of the entrances to this building. And if people come in and want to buy a home, it's kind of nice to have a nice looking, if you're going to have a retaining pond, have a nice looking retaining pond. That's our thinking. So Ron Foote said that he would gather prices, everything from an excavator to the material to permits if needed, and present it to us in, say, a month, and we could talk about it and discuss it then and see what we can come up with. Hopefully everybody's in agreement with that. I'm not making a committee out of this. It's just a gentleman who's interested, since when I was working with him in the pond, all I heard was, you know, all you need is a 2023 excavator. And I had no idea, but I said, yeah. So we knew what he was talking about, so it's better for somebody like that. And if he wants to gather somebody to help him, that's fine with me and board it. You know, he'll come back with us with some prices and some processes to take care of that. And that's it on that. All right? All right. Raccoon trappers. Hot dog. I talked to Fish and Wildlife, Florida Fish and Wildlife, and they gave me a list of raccoon trappers who are registered with them. Now, these trappers are not necessarily certified, because there isn't any certified process to be a raccoon trapper. You just have to live at a house that's got a broken down car in the front yard and I don't know. I shouldn't be saying that. But anyway, that's what I think in a real trapper is. You know, so out of the list, I took six that were in the area, anywhere from Satellite Beach to Palm Bay to, that's it, Satellite Beach and Palm Bay. And out of the six I called, I got two trappers who gave me an estimate. Now, the estimates run anywhere, the two run anywhere from $125 a week with a minimum of 2 weeks, and then $100 a week for an extension if you need to get more raccoons, to $50 a raccoon. Now, there may be 60 to 100 raccoons in that woods. I know 30 of them were in my yard about last month. So I know there's got to be more than 30. So one's called Trinity Services or something like that. Good Trinity Wildlife and Pest Control. They had three options. They had the $50 setup fee and $50 per raccoon. Understanding this, whatever's in the cage stays in the cage. Whether it's a cat, whether it's an armadillo, whether it's a possum, they take it. Goodbye. And to me, if it's a cat, chances are it's a feral cat. So I really don't care, to be honest with you. Help yourself to all that stuff. But he checks the traps every day. Sounded like a good young man on the phone. And he was, let's see what his company is named. His company is named Florida Nuisance Trappers. That's $125 a week for 2 week minimum. If there's additional need, $100 a week to satisfy. To be honest with you, Cherie could pay for that at her credit card amount. She's able to charge, but I thought I'd bring it to y'all anyway. The other one is, I told you, the $50 per raccoon. The second option is a week-by-week trapping, $425. Half a first-week trapping fee due at setup. And then the third option is three-month-by-month trapping, $1,600. My thinking is, let's go for that cheap one. Five. Both of them have five. Both companies have five traps. Put out five traps. Check them every day. You need to talk with the microphone, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
It's working.
Go ahead with her. You're good.
Okay.
I hear you.
Up at Siggy's.
Yeah. Up at Siggy's. You gave up. That microphone right there. All right. Now, normally, you don't get to talk every time I come up with something normally during a meeting, but I'm being a nice guy tonight.
Well, thank you.
Remember that.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on.
All right.
All right.
Part of the problem is up there.
You can give your name and address.
My name is Austin Zent, and I'm at 1150 Center Lane. Part of the problem, five traps ain't gonna do much. Because I've seen 50 or 60 raccoons at one time up behind that center. And
Ziggy's,
there, between the bank and Ziggy's, people are coming up from not here, but other places.
Yeah.
And dumping massive amounts of stuff just to see the raccoons come out and get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And something's, we got to notify them or what, or get somebody to stop doing that.
You know what? We've already notified every one of those businesses in terms of putting food out in there that there's a $250 fine for doing that. Already done that. Now we got the people from Florida Fish and Wildlife to erect those signs back there, but they never put the amount of fine, which is $250. People are not paying attention to it. So our next option is trap them. Now, I'll talk to whatever trapper that we get and tell them we need more traps. You know what it means, to be honest with you? The number of traps that they fill, they're going to be there longer filling traps,
yeah.
Which is okay with me, because I just say fill every trap because you get every stinking raccoon out of there. So I will say that. I will tell
them. But what I've seen is, like I said, I've seen as many as 50 raccoons.
Well, I wasn't kidding
that one
when,
area.
When I said I had 30 in my yard last month, in my yard, a mobile home yard, 30. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Allison Kelly, 1054 Sunflower. You can trap all you want. What you need to do is contact Palm Bay, tell them that about the raccoons, ask them to get an intervention going with the city of Palm Bay, find the owner, and have the owner pay to get rid of those raccoons. Why should we have to pay?
I'm sorry, I don't understand you. Find what owner? What owner?
I'm sorry?
This is coming from the woods. They're in the woods.
There is an owner that owns that lot.
Yeah.
Palm Bay should find out who it is
they
and
know
have
who it
them
is.
Responsible.
They have a suit against them right now. They have a suit against
then
them.
They know who the owner is. Why should we spend our money to get rid of their raccoons before Palm Bay intervenes?
Because they come in our yard.
Missing the point.
Can I
I'm not missing
something?
The point. I know what exactly what
Terry,
you're saying.
Terry, can I say something? I think what we have to do is to find the management of where these owners have their properties and have him do something about it. The management company for the plaza. I think that's what we should do is to contact them. They're right. You know, we shouldn't have to pay for this because it's that plaza's problem. And I think the management... The ones that are in charge of that plaza should be contacted, and they should do something about it.
The owner who owns the land, all the trees back there, he owns Palm Bay Heat and Air. Now, I contacted him, and he gave us permission to go on his land. But I'm telling you, he doesn't care if we have a trouble with raccoons. It doesn't bother him at all. They stay in the woods and only come to our yard at night. It's just something we need to get on as soon as possible and start making a move to do something. And it's cheap enough at $125 a week for 2 weeks. Say $250 for 2 weeks.
But if you get in touch with that with the company that runs that plaza, the people own their business, true, but they don't own the property.
I know. You know, we sent every one of them and told them there would be a $250 fine for feeding the animals. But they ignore it. And the people who come from wherever they come from to put food down, what are you going to do about that? So the answer is get the stinking raccoons out of there. And if we got to pay for a little bit to do it, then let's pay. Get it done. The more we wait on this, the more raccoons there's going to be. That's my thinking. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Name?
Colin Fleet, 1150 Seminole Court. I live in Holiday Park. I'm not part of Palm Bay. I may be indirectly. But the raccoons start in Palm Bay. It should have no responsibility on us to pay to get rid of the raccoons that start in Palm Bay. It should be the city hall that goes to the mall, goes to the owners, goes to everybody else, and tells them, get rid of the raccoons.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Not for one trap.
Yeah.
If the raccoons get on our property and they decide to stay on our property, different story.
Okay. What's your answer for that if they get on the property?
Why would we get involved with a dispute that is Palm Bay's problem, not ours? It's not our problem. They start at the mall. That's not our property.
Our property is the property my house sits on. That's where 30 of the raccoons are.
Well, that's because they came over to our property.
Okay, I can't go ask them.
But they started at Palm Bay. That's where they have to stop.
Thank you. I can't believe this is going on so long, to be honest with you, for raccoons. Yes.
Okay, my name is Patricia Estock, 1054 Sunflower Lane. Do you not understand that until you clean that property up, until those trees are removed, until they have no place to hide, this is a constant problem you will have forever until that is completed and done. So you're wasting your money. You will have, I don't know how many raccoons caught. They're going to come back. They've already multiplied how far. You've got to clean that property up. They need to clean it up. Not us. They need to. And you need to address that with whoever owns that property. That's ridiculous because you're going to have an ongoing problem. This has been 25 years, the raccoons, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah.
And I take offense to you saying you don't care what gets trapped in there.
No, I don't care.
I don't care. I do. And I think you're out of line by saying that as a chairman of the board.
A feral cat is not legal here on this property. A raccoon is not legal here on this property. They're a nuisance animal. A possum, same way. I don't see any reason why I should like them.
Terry, can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't we see if we can get a hold of the management company that rents all these and talk to the company?
We've talked to the management company.
Palm Bay doesn't own it.
Yeah, you did. No. Yes, ma'am.
Helen Ferguson, 1127 Keystone Court.
Yeah.
If this is really a big problem, and I know that a lot of us know who's feeding them.
I don't know.
Okay. We know who's feeding them. We know who's feeding the feral cats. We know who's feeding the raccoons. Can something be done to them for doing it?
You're talking about somebody who's in the park.
Yes, somebody is in this park.
The number of feral cats that's in the park or wild raccoons are probably nothing compared to what's in the woods.
Well, we don't have to take care of the woods. Let them take care of the woods.
Okay, nobody's taking care of the woods. No one's taking care of the woods. That's what we're saying.
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to let this person still feed these?
We're going to let a person go out there with traps and catch them. Get rid of them.
So you're going to let this person...
Not the person you're talking about.
This.
Not the person you're talking about. I'm talking about in the woods, the ones in the woods.
We're talking about the park. I don't care about what's in the woods. It's the park.
Okay, you're talking about a person who feeds the feral
cats. And they live in the park, and they feed the raccoons, and they feed the feral cats.
Yeah. Now, okay, it's not the direction I was going in.
Are they allowed to do that?
I don't think so, no.
No, they aren't.
No.
That's right.
Find them and stick with the fine.
There you go. Stick with it.
Stick with it.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Got one friend.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We have had a feral cat problem and a raccoon problem in this park. I used to live on 123 Holiday Park, and I can remember when I first moved in, we didn't have the big trash cans then. We had the round barrels. And I went out that morning, and every single barrel was tipped over the entire length, all the way down to the maintenance shed, and everybody's out there raking up their garbage, putting it in the barrels, because the raccoons tipped them over then. We've had a raccoon problem. It's only got worse over the years. Now we have this problem behind Ziggy's. I drove down there the other day, and I couldn't drive up the road without running over a raccoon. There was at least 15 of them right there in the middle of the street. Until the city of Palm Bay and Fish and Game do something about that problem there, we're just pissing our money away. That's my opinion. And I really think that the city and the Fish and Game should be doing something about that problem.
Have they been?
Joanne.
Okay, is this better? Okay, I'm sorry. On Thursday, March 5th, Palm Bay has a council meeting. I think a representative from this board, well, I know they're going to be there for another reason, but I think this matter should be brought up, and it has to go to Palm Bay. It shouldn't be our responsibility. Yes, it's annoying, but it has to go to Palm Bay.
Hi, Sherry Moore, 1030 Vista Court. I agree with you, Joanne. It should be Palm Bay. Perhaps one of the ways, we've got everybody here going back and forth, how are we going to get rid of it? Like, it's up to one of you guys to do it. If each one of us, if half of us, made a phone call every day to the city of Palm Bay, perhaps Squeaky Wheel gets the grease and just say, this is what's happening. Laws are being broken. We expect the laws to be enforced. Get someone down there, clean out the mess. Does it take your animal enforcement person? Does it take police? Does it take waste management with the dumpster? I don't know. Palm Bay needs to be told, get their act in gear and enforce the law.
Joanne.
I'll take it one step further. If you're willing to spend that kind of money on traps, maybe we better put the money into contacting our lawyer. Let our lawyer write to Palm Bay City Hall and see what he can accomplish.
Bobby Addy, 1000 Vista Court. If everybody is going to call and so forth, let's do it before the 5th when they have that meeting. Number two, has anybody gone to a local TV station to let people know in the town that the city of Palm Bay is not doing what they should be doing, and they're ignoring the fact that we have a, you know, raccoon infestation here, and that, what, two out of every three are probably rabid, and the town is looking the other way. So maybe a TV station will pick it up as an interesting thing to have on. Thank you.
Okay. Let's do this. Why don't we? I will withdraw for now the idea of the trapper. I'm attending the March 5th meeting with the Palm Bay City Council for other reasons, but I'll see if I bring that issue, if I can bring that issue up with the City Council. I'll do that.
I have a comment. Excuse me? I'm sorry, you were done? Or?
Not really.
Okay, you can keep going. I have a comment.
Okay.
Sorry, I think you were done.
In terms of TV, I think we're gonna have to have some evidence, pictures taken, video, something like that. I don't have the facility myself to do that kind of thing. But what do you do? I mean, what do you do? Send a letter to the TV station? You go to the TV station?
Call Channel 6.
Call the TV station? Okay, I can call the TV station.
Channel 6 is the one you usually call. They usually do something about.
I'll call the TV station. I'll go to the mayor and council meeting March 5th. That's when it is. That's when I'm going. And we'll see where we go from there. Would that be all right with everybody?
Yes.
Okay. You all want to make a... I'm sorry, Mike, you had something to say?
Yeah, it seems like we got a few directions to go in that area.
Yeah.
One is the
Fish and Wild Game.
Fish and Wildlife doesn't trap.
The other one
trap.
Is the town of Palm Bay.
Fish and Wildlife doesn't do nuisance animals.
Say that again?
They don't trap nuisance animals, Fish and Wildlife.
What I'm looking for is a volunteer, to approach them and get their direct comments to us. And they can supply it.
You see that? You do it.
I've got a project that I'm doing with the shack that's really monopolizing my time. I'm not just sitting here, and we'll get on to that next. So if you say do it, I don't have the time to do it. If we could talk about a pay raise, maybe. But we do this for nothing. Everybody's putting in their time and their work, and we're just looking for a little bit of extra help.
Does anybody out there want to do it? Okay.
You call the town of Palm Bay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
What you
Terry, can I add something, please?
What you
say? No, I'm asking you with what we're dealing with the city of Palm Bay, I think there's an issue with the rats and other vermin, and I think we can bring this up at the same time, and maybe we'll get somewhere with in conjunction with what we're doing. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, okay. Officially, I'm going to the meeting March 5th. I'll call a TV station, Channel 6, and I think that's all I can do right now. Bring it up before the board at the next meeting. Everybody okay with that? We'll do that.
Yes.
Go that way. Okay. Thank you for participating. The conversation has ended at this point. All right. Let's get on with it. We have a guest here. I know that's really something you all came to see. Was this gentleman who is Cranston Crittens, right? Cranston Crittens. He is the gentleman who's going to tell us all we need to know about rats. Now, here's the thing. He's going to give a little speech, and then he'll be open to questions from you. Cranston?
How about that? Yeah, go right ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for that beautiful introduction. Members of the board, members, my name is Cranston Gittens, and I represent Knowledge Pest Control. Tonight, I'm going to have a discussion with you concerning rats/rodents. I was contacted simply because there's supposed to be a project going on in the park. I'm proud to be here this evening, and I'm also proud to have done work with the park before. Like, for example, this building. First and foremost, I must say to you that approaching this project, several things have to be done. Some of you may have experienced this before. Some of you may not. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to ask when I conclude. The first thing that, if given the opportunity to take on this project, is to search out the source. It's a word, it's a phrase we make when we are doing an inspection. I was made to understand that there are 9 buildings, and all 9 buildings have to be inspected. It's like if you have a problem with your car and you hear a tick-tick sound, you take it to a mechanic, they have to inspect it, and then tell you what's going on. Do you agree? Thank you. The second thing is making preparations to approach this project. I took a drive around the park prior to coming here, and I basically drove by all nine buildings, and I've noticed a few things here that is concerning. Number one, with rodents, anytime you're going to approach that project, you have to be fully prepared. Some of you have pets. All depends on how the project is conducted. We do not want to harm your pets. So in doing so, and approaching this project, there's a way that we have to go into these homes, do our inspections, find out the source of entry, and advise the board what needs to be done in order to correct it. This time of the year especially, rodents are making entries to various homes because of, we call it breeding season. So we have to look at this first to find out where they are coming from, and then plan how to eradicate. This is not a control, this is eradication. Simply because I was made to understand that these buildings will be addressed pertaining to what decision is made by you and the board. If it's removal of the buildings, if it's repairing of the buildings, regardless of what, the key is eradicating the rodents. In doing so, it has to be done professionally, carefully, and again, I'm going to emphasize on this. Some of you have pets around, dogs, cats. You do not want to see your dogs and cats get harmed. The other thing is the work that's being done or going to be conducted in these buildings, we have to be very careful simply because the people or the contractors or whosoever that are going to follow up on what needs to be done, we have to think about their protection. Why? Because rats slash rodents carry 35 different type of disease, the worst of which is called the Hunter's disease. Even before the workers approach the buildings to do their work, we have to make sure that they are not in harm's way. And again, certain things have to be done. I can, I know some of you may have certain questions, so I'm going to open for any questions now before I proceed.
Colin Fleet, 1150 Seminole. From what I understand about all of this, the rats came from Palm Bay.
No. Wait a minute. Just a minute.
He's a comedian. Yes.
Joanne. Okay. Can you tell me?
No.
Can you tell me, Mr. Speaker, where the rats came from originally?
No. You're not understanding.
God. I don't know.
Can I just say something?
You don't know?
No,
they're not behind the mall?
No. Let me just explain what this is about. And it
I understand. It's about the rats that are in here that came from Palm Bay.
Wait 1 minute. Please give me a chance. Okay. It should have been prefaced with he's talking about us purchasing the nine homes that
he Palm didn't Bay, say that.
Wait, just a moment. I'm trying to explain this to you. It's about taking us purchasing those homes and having them come down. But before they come down, they have to be
So why didn't you tell us that you were talking? Why didn't you tell us that you were purchasing the nine homes before you got into the rats?
Well, we're kind of doing this a little backwards. It should have been discussed first, and then this presentation could have been made. But this is what the gentleman is referring to. He was contacted regarding what we would have to do if we purchased the homes and if they were taken down completely.
Okay.
Then he's explaining what has to be done.
So have you decided if you're going to purchase the nine
homes?
No,
we haven't, because it hasn't been brought up to the by the board yet. It should have been
first.
It
should have been first. Thank
well,
you.
Well, this was not only for the nine homes. This is just to get some education on rats in general. Okay, this is not specifically for these nine homes. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Well, people, what you have to understand, when we have these meetings, guests are first, so they can go. That's what we're doing. Thank you.
Meredith Prisco, 1256 Shell Court. My question to the gentleman here, do you have any type of ballpark figure? I mean, just to throw something out there, you don't have to go major with your numbers, but something so that we would have an idea what the cost would be to us as a park.
That was a very good question. Now, I'm waiting for her to be seated so she can grasp what I'm saying. That was a very good question, ma'am. I'm going to explain to you fully as to how we are going to approach this. As I mentioned to you before, SOS, search out the source, meaning a thorough inspection have to be done. And if your vehicle is, you hear a tick, tick, tick sound, you take it to a mechanic. The mechanic cannot give you a price until he inspect the vehicle, diagnosed it, and then. Who knows? Upon inspection of these nine buildings, only two may have infestation of rats. So I'm not in a position, or I think it's unfair to you for me to give you a price on something that I have not inspected. I hope my explanation is suitable for you. Thank you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We've had an increasing rat problem in this park for about 10 years now. They're coming from down under the trees, down back, way down there. People are feeding the ducks. They dump food down at the ponds down there. The rats eat it. My friend, who is just around the corner, almost on the corner over there, had three rats in the house a month ago. Three rats. She trapped them with the old-fashioned, and they're dead. I had a rat under my house 2 years ago. I have laced under the whole thing with rat poison. When we did the construction on this building 3 years ago or so, Jody and I stood right there when they took the outside bathrooms down and watched the rats walk right across the timbers into this room here. And then we had to have somebody come in and exterminate this building. Gaston's house, before they ripped that house down, Jody took pictures of the rat sitting on the countertop looking at him. We have a rat problem all over this park. It's not just those nine houses. It starts way down under those trees, and until we do something down there, they're just going to keep moving up. One pair of rats would produce 1,000 offspring in a year. I raised rats in one of my businesses. They would produce 1,000 offspring. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Basically, this is just a presentation. We need to get on with the houses. And what we're trying to do, when you take something down, the rats move someplace else. And this is what we're trying to do, keep them from doing that. So he's kind of explained that. So I think we need to get on to the houses and that kind of thing.
Thank you, Keith. Wait a minute. I just wanted to say, when I had this gentleman come here, my thinking was he was going to present to you what you need to do if you have personal issues.
Exactly.
So that any of this 12-house thing is on next on the agenda, we could discuss it.
But my question is,
name and address.
The rats came from Palm Bay. And they should be the ones paying to clear the rats out of our park, because they allowed it to happen for so many years, because all those restaurants ended up feeding the rats, and from there they came to us.
Okay, we're getting off course now. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for your presentation.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thanks, everyone. In closing, I must applaud that gentleman, because the explanation that he gave to you, I was the one that was present here to take care of this building. Thanks again.
All right. All right. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for February 10th, 2020. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Can I get a motion to approve?
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Second.
Second.
Anybody? Yeah. Jack. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The district manager's report's next. She's gone.
She'll be right back. She just walked the gentleman to the door.
Thank you, Barbara. All right. Well, the next two things are the purview of the district manager. Here was a deal on the... Okay, here she is. Good. Because I want to get her report done before we move on to the...
Oh, here she is.
Thank you. Cherie, the district manager's report, please.
An update on the gazebo. The contractor has submitted all the engineer drawings and surveys to the city of Palm Bay. We have everything, and we're hoping to get this underway, and the installation started this week. Park benches have been ordered. We will begin removing the old benches one at a time for easy disposal. We're going to be using some of the materials from the old benches, speaking of rodents, to put on the bottom fence line to fill in some of the holes where the animals have buried under. So we're gonna use some of the concrete from the park benches with mesh and also with additional concrete. So we have gone around the whole in perimeter of the park and have flagged all the areas that need attention. So this, in addition to whatever else we choose to do, at least we're trying. We're trying to combat it with everything. So that's one thing that we're working on. The chairs for the card room were delivered. The tables will be here this week. We're working on finding a fabric or something to change the color on the wall sound panels in the card room. That color is gross. So if anyone has any ideas on what we can do to cover that, we need to keep them there because they are a great sound absorption, but they just look horrible. Everything else is looking so beautiful in the building, and those walls it's pitiful. Anyway, Karen has come up with some ideas, so we're working on that. As we had mentioned earlier, the podocarpus bushes were planted at the entrance to the park. Again, in addition to what we had purchased, they did give us the six for free. So that's a good thing. There is an attachment that I had given to the board of directors. I've been working directly with the city of Palm Bay. They do have 9 homes that they were quit deeded last, I think it was August. So I've been working with them for several months. They're interested in getting rid of the homes. They want no part of these homes.
there was a proposal. The proposal to purchase the properties is for $4,000 for each home, which would come out to $36,000. There's a complete list of emails. If anybody wants to come to the office and get a copy of these, I would love for you guys to read this and get more information on what the city is proposing. They actually had $203,000 forgiven by the county. They did pay $25,000, and that was in back utility bills, which equals about $3,500 per home, maybe a little less than that. And with the proposal that I've been discussing with them, again, these are only proposals. This is the complete board's decision and yours as well. But if we purchase those homes, I put in an extra $500 or $600 for their admin costs and fees, postage, for their wrench time, for their service people to come out here and inspect the homes, change the locks, the hardware, etc. So it's my understanding that if the park does get these homes, they will be removed from the park. So if the park buys them for $4,000, the park will obviously remove the homes. We will be applying for a grant to the U.S. Housing and Urban Development for the CDBG grant funds for the assistance with the removal. With speaking with the officials in Palm Bay, they said that there's a very, very good possibility that we will get these grants. Okay, we definitely qualify for them, so it's just a matter of applying for them and getting them. Again, there's a meeting, a city council meeting, and I believe the treasurer and the chairman are going to attend the meeting along with myself. If this does happen, if the board, after researching it and reading, I would love to have a representative from Palm Bay come here and discuss this further with the entire community. And again, if this, you know, if this does happen, attorneys will have to draw up a sales and purchase agreement on both, for both parties. I think it's a win-win situation. These homes have been vacant for over 15 years. And it's about time that we get rid of them, sell them. My long-term plan is within 5 years, hopefully we'll have 9 brand new homes in this park and rid of the derelict homes and, again, having the money stream coming in and cleaning it up and possibly set a precedence, whereas the homes in the future will have a handle on how long have they been delinquent on their fees. We can catch it and nip it in the bud. We've got several more in addition to the 9 that are several years behind in their taxes. So if we can set this precedence, if this goes smoothly and we get rid of these homes and the derelict homes on the properties, sell the properties. The park is not, I told the city of Palm Bay, the park is not interested in making a profit. We want to clean it up and get rid of the derelict, get rid of the garbage. You know, they're an eyesore. And I really feel bad for all of you that have to live next door to these. So if within these 9, when getting rid of these, we battle the next group, and then we have a handle, and this should never happen again. When they're behind on their taxes, by 2 years, that 1 year is going to matter. But when it becomes more than a year, number one, you're not getting a decal for your vehicle. Okay? You're going to have to call yourself in. It's going to be a royal pain in the neck. We can't tell you you can't come into the park, but it's going to be very difficult. And it's not fair to everyone else. And I have a file right now of people that, oh, I'm calling in. I want to get an extended pass for my son. No, I'm so sorry. You're 3 years behind in your taxes. You're not getting an extended pass, period. So having said that, this is one step at a time. Let's deal with the first 9. Let's go further and get rid of the others. And then we can control this. It's not going to be 100%, but it's going to take a while. Maybe we will get to 100%.
but at least we'll know what's going on with the taxes and with these homes. Okay, that's all I have to say on that.
Thank you.
Bruce Gilbert has retired. We wish him well. There was a well-attended farewell get-together for him on Thursday. He was given 2 weeks severance pay and many warm wishes on his retirement. Another reminder, the storage compound decals will expire the end of February. You must bring your item from the storage compound to the office building with a current registration to get your new decal. Myself and Lou are again inspecting the compound on a weekly basis. Your decals can be gotten Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. Unless you're delinquent in your taxes, then you don't get a decal. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question, Cherie. Yes. It has to do with your email to the Palm Bay and then their response where they said that they'll be preparing your suggested proposal for the City Council's consideration at the March 5th council meeting. And they said they strongly encourage you and your broker to attend the meeting to address any questions. They'll want to verify the methodology and likely want to ensure that the Park Association will not flip the property and make a profit. So I believe the chairman and you are going to be attending, and maybe anybody else in the audience who wants to talk about raccoons, rats, and anybody else will be attending. Do we have a broker that you have in mind, or is somebody going to be a representative there if they have questions?
For the nine homes, I was working with a gentleman from REMAX, and he prepared an 18-page CMA comparative market analysis per home. So I have 18 pages on each home, pie charts, what they're worth, when they were purchased, what the last time they were sold, everything. So, yes, he did prepare the CMAs. Those were submitted to the City of Palm Bay. I will probably get two other offers or two other brokers that may be interested, depending on this proceeds. This is still in its infancy stages. I'm really excited about it. I really think this is going to clean up the park. But I hope I answered your question, Joanne.
Yeah, so you're saying he submitted all that to the Palm Bay Council already?
I did. I have them. I didn't submit all 18 pages, as I thought that would be too cumbersome for them. So I sent the people there the pages that I thought were relative to the homes themselves.
Okay, I just recommend that bring it with you for the meeting on the 5th, all 18 pages.
So, in addition to that, because this person from Palm Bay who is handling this process want to verify the methodology and likely want to ensure that the Park Association will not flip the property and make a profit, I thought we, on behalf of the board, should comprise a letter of understanding signed by all board members that the board, we are not a nonprofit and understand being a government entity will not establish a profit after transfer, and present that to, all signed by the board, and present that to Palm Bay Council. Good? So if I could get a motion with the idea, the motion would be we would do a letter of understanding to present to the mayor and council of Palm Bay, assuring them we will not establish any profit after transfer. Does that sound good?
I have to, let me talk on what you're talking about. We, first of all, we're not gonna make, even if we sold these things probably for $30,000 a lot, which we're not gonna make any money because we've lost money. Like she says, these things have been empty for 15 years. So that means about 2,000 times 15 right there is 30,000. I know in the beginning you do get some tax certificates until they figure out this is no good, and then you stop. You don't get any more. But I was thinking if we sold these things around $20,000, which is actually below the market value, because they're selling for one just sold over here for $27,000. I think Jack's was $22,000. So 20 would still be under any of the cost. I don't want to keep it at what do you want to keep it at, like $10,000 per lot? $7,000? You're going to pay, you want to pay $4,000 to the city of Palm Bay. They don't have a basis of $4,000 in them things. They attain the 9 properties, from what I can see, for about $100 a piece for administrative fees. That's $900. The $25,000 for the non-use of utilities is paid to Palm Bay. That's like saying they paid themselves. That's like me. So that's I don't take the $25,000 as anything. I think the only basis they have, and this is how I would talk to them, is you have the basis of what you paid. That's it. We're a government entity. They're a government entity. They're not supposed to make money off us. As far as she wants to give them administrative fees, I'm okay with that. You know, but that's it for me. That's my opinion on the whole deal.
And I've been before many mayor and councils asking for this, that, or the other. And the way I talk to them is, what do you want me to do to get this deal done? I'm not going to bicker with them over price. I'm going to ask what they would accept. Based on the report that we'll transmit to the Community Development Block Grant, our need. And I think that's going to be about it. Really, you start dickering with them, and you're putting them in a corner, and they're just going to vote against you, and you're going to be done. That's the way I've seen mayor and councils work. But that's me, personally.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Terry. And, you know, they just don't want to see, they don't, my whole thing with the city is we want to clean up the park. We want to get rid of these homes. We're not out to make 5,000, 6,000, that's irrelevant. In the long run, you're going to have brand spanking new homes here on these lots. We're going to be getting the taxes paid, but most importantly, there's going to be rejuvenation. They can't put anything else on the lots. You're going to have beautiful lots, even if the houses aren't here. But I think that's my 5-year goal, and I don't think it's going to take that long. And I think the price should be attractive. Again, Palm Bay is saying, look, we just don't want you flipping them. We'll pretty much give these homes to you. Just do what you're intending to do, and that is to beautify the park, get rid of the derelict homes, and bring some new ones in. We don't need to make $10,000 profit on this. That's not the intent. The intent is to get rid of these nasty-ass homes. Excuse my language. Sorry. But my intent is to get rid of the homes. Bring up your property values. And then the next influx, get rid of those. Now you've got 20 new homes in here. This, to me, is worth more than making a $5,000 profit or seven or whatever.
Well, can I say something? I can see what you're saying. But then again, how much is it going to cost us to remove it? How much is it going to cost us to buy these? What is it going to cost to move the cement? And when you figure it out, we're going to lose a lot of money too.
Well, the thing is, the house, if you buy the lot or buy the home for $4,000, I already have bids on removal. There's not one removal that's over $3,000. Okay? Yeah, and that's including the concrete, everything. I have it in writing right here. Again, if anybody would like to see, and again, the rat ratification, getting rid of all of the vermin that's in the houses now, I think it's in the park's best interest. At the end of the day, if the park has $55,000 or $6,000 into the lot, into the home, and you still sell it for $7,000, that would cover our admin costs and so forth. So there's no way to lose, really.
So I have to say something, this deal on 7,000, nine lots for 7,000. So my question is, how are you going to stop, you know, Johnny Corporation, Johnny Partnership, an LLC from coming and buying all nine of them? Because that's
can't do it, Joe. They can only buy They can only buy one house.
That's untrue.
One thing at a time. One person at a time, please. That's one person at a time.
Joanne.
Yeah. Is this on? Yeah. Okay. I thought the idea of having a broker was the idea that they set the price, make a little commission or whatever they have to do. But we're not selling it. We have to turn it over to a broker. That's why they wanted to see a broker's proposal, and that's why they want to see the. We're not setting it, so forget the $5,000, $7,000, or $10,000. It's none of your business.
No money will be changing hands in this process right now. Anything that we approach the Bombay Council will be a matter of determination. But we report back to the board on what their answer is and how much money they need. No money will be changing hands at this point. Keith.
Yeah, the main thing here is, people, for as long as I've lived here, we've talked about derelict homes, getting upgrades. I hate to say this, but one of the best things that happened to this park was the 2005 hurricanes, because how many brand new homes did we get out of that? You know, and this is what we're looking to do. We're trying to figure out not only getting rid of these homes, but a method that we can stay on top of it. So when homes do come empty, people don't want them, we can take them out, and what they'll be replaced with is new homes. And if we keep the park looking new and upgraded, we don't need to make money, because we will make our money in our fees that we get. We just need to provide the area and the room for people to invest and love this park. And that's what I feel this is. And yes, we will make our costs back. The main thing is, they don't want us to make, say that's, we're not in business. We don't want to be in business. Like Bruce says, we're not brokers. We don't want to sell them. So that's the thing is, and it, like she says, it's in infancy a little bit. Let's see how these nine go. And if things go well with us, the city, and the county, we will have this committee or this group that when next year, when we get some more people that aren't paying something or somebody doesn't want something, we can take it and handle it. And in 2 or 3 years, that will have a new home on it, we hope.
I think in terms of a letter of intent, did you all want to consider that? Giving a letter of intent to the mayor and council of Bombay that we will not make a profit, signed by all the board members.
I make a motion that we create the letter of intent.
I'll second it.
Got a motion that we create a letter of intent for the city of Palm Bay that we will not make a profit on this operation, and second it. All those in favor? I don't see any reason in yelling at me, man. I'm sitting right here. Okay, we're going to open this up for discussion.
Steve Ambrose, 241 Blossom. As far as an LCC buying an empty lot and putting on a brand new house, I don't think we have to worry about that, because an LCC won't do that. So from what Terry has said and what the board is looking at, get rid of the damn places and make our park look nice.
Bob Shirley's 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. Since we're not discussing that and discussing buying these homes and getting rid of them.
No, this is a motion.
I understand that, but everybody else is not even doing the motion. Number one, since I've lived here, that's all people have bitched about just about every session we've ever had for years and years and years. And years before me, people say about these derelict homes, let's get rid of them, let's get rid of them. How do we get rid of them? We kept telling the district managers that were in place, how do we get rid of them? Can you? Finally, we have a direction to go to get rid of these houses, these derelict houses. In the long run, the way I read the thing, and I've read it for a little bit now, it may cost us a little bit of money. But you know what? I'm willing to spend a little bit of money to make this park look 10 times better than it does now. Two doors down from me is one of these derelict houses. And just the other day, my dog's chasing a rat down through. And I'm calling her off of it. So what we're going to do is we finally have a district manager now that is finally going to do what everyone has always wanted to make this park look better. Like I said, even if we spend $3,000-$4,000 a lot, that's nothing compared to what we're looking at. Every day I come in, I have to look at those derelict homes. She has a plan to make this work. If it costs a little bit of money, I'm in favor of spending it. Let's not make money. Let's not worry about making money. Even if we spend the money, let's do what we need to do to get rid of this place and make these new homes come into these parks and new people and make this park look that when somebody wants to looks at this place and comes in, they say, wow, this is a beautiful place to live.
Thank you. Thank you. So, stand by. Any comment we're going to have right now is on the motion. If there is no more...
Our motion is what? What is the motion, what we're making?
To send a letter of intent to Palm Bay City Council.
To purchase these?
No.
To?
No.
That they won't be...
Not to make a profit on them.
And that's the only thing you're going to do at this moment?
That's the only thing we're going to talk about right now is the motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I'll wait.
Okay. Now, is there any comment based on this motion?
I have a question, Terry. Are we going to vote tonight to purchase them?
No, ma'am. No, Barbara. No. Actually, okay. It's to the proposal has been submitted to the mayor and council, and that when we get there, they will tell us whether they will accept the proposal or not accept the proposal.
Okay, I understand.
No money's going to change it. No, ma'am. No. Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I've informed the board before about the whole tax certificate thing. I want to commend our manager for busting her ass to try to get something done on this.
Yes.
I do have a couple of questions about...
About Palm this Bay, motion?
About Palm Bay taking over these houses.
Okay, we're dealing with the motion right now, Bruce. And the motion is to send a letter of intent to Palm Bay Council.
It is my understanding that Palm Bay got these houses for free. Number one, because when it goes through the court system, after the tax certificates, nobody buys them. They go to whatever they out in outer space someplace, land's available. After 3 years, or during that time, Brevard County finally, for the first time, has pushed the sales. They now own those houses. My understanding is when the court issues the thing to Brevard County, it's zero. All the certificates are gone. All the liens are gone. Every bill is gone. Public service is gone. They get it for zero. My understanding is they turned it over to Palm Bay for zero. Brevard County is owed hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on these homes. For 2 years ago, the very first time, they started pushing the sale. The very first two was one on Blossom, and there's another one someplace. Then they did six more, or seven more. Now we have nine. It is good that they're doing this, but I don't want to see us getting stuck paying money if we're not supposed to be paying money. And number two, I asked the manager, please get a ruling from the Attorney General's office. Are we allowed to own homes? I just want a thing from the Attorney General's office.
Okay.
Your legal opinions, I don't care about. Get it from them.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, does anybody have any comment on this motion? Thank you. I will take a vote at this point. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. Now we'll be asking for comment. First the board, and if they finish commenting, then the residents.
I just want to add something real quick before we get started. Bruce, I did check with our attorney, and he said that we could own
the park as many homes as we wanted. So I made clarification with him on that issue.
Okay.
Well, that's the one we pay, and you know, that's our attorney, and that's what he told me. So,
Keith.
Just real quickly, the only thing we voted on here is we are sending a letter to the board saying we are not making a profit. We didn't say we're buying them. We didn't say anything. We're submitting a proposal. Board has not voted on the proposal, but we do agree that to submit this proposal, and kind of in a negotiation area here where the city is going to be coming back with whether we kind of can agree on this, but. Neither party has voted on the proposal yet. Just that we will send a letter saying we are not going to try to make a profit.
Anyone else on the board?
Yes. Well, comments?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with this. I want to go back to Spectrum and just remind you that we put Spectrum's proposal on a 60-day hold until we got from Joe Prisco a quote from AT&T. So I'd like to see this at least maybe on the agenda for the next workshop or the next meeting, because then we will have already expended 30 days and we only had 30 days left. And that would maybe help us get an opinion from everybody before they start leaving in April.
No problem.
I do want to have Spectrum put on the agenda for the next meeting.
No problem.
Okay. Step forward there.
Dave Peck, 1014 Willow Court. You're in this infancy right now of doing this. But one of the questions I had is when we proceed with this, we remove the old homes, we have empty lots. Do we have any tax or utility liabilities that are going to be attached until somebody puts a new home on? My question towards this is we're coming up on our budget. And I think we need to look at this as you are now, figure out our costs, and address it in the budget. I think it's something that should be put up front so we know what our costs are. And I have no idea about the liabilities, that's a question I have, but it's something we should budget for. Right. I mean, we need to rein in our spending and have an idea of what we're gonna spend. Mm-hmm. So that was my point on that.
I appreciate that. And like we say, we're in negotiations of this. Right now, we're just trying to get a deal there, but I'm sure what will come into there, what's the city on charge, we own them, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. We're gonna work that. And thank you for bringing that up.
Meredith Prisco, 1256 Shell Court. Mine is in regards to this. Bruce had a very good point. They got them for nothing, or even if they had to do a deed for $100 a piece, they're into them for $900. I don't know why there's any back utility bill. I would have to see proof of this, because they acquired them free and clear of everything, the way I understand it as well. So, Terry, you just said you already submitted something to Palm Bay. What'd you submit to Palm Bay?
Written proposal from Cherie in terms of what did you want, how much did you need?
Which was? What was the amount?
Well, the amount was discussed was $4,000.
Okay, but the way I see it, it seems the way Bruce sees it, and from others I hear, why should there be any money that has to change hands? They were our property to begin with. They went derelict. They were never paid. We lost all these dues over 15 years they've been in this process. So paying their administrative fees is one thing. That's fine. But it shouldn't be, I don't believe it should be $4,000. And has our attorney approved this? Is he on board with this? Do we have a letter from our attorney saying this is a good deal? This is the right thing for our park?
There's going to be money change hands because Palm Bay is going to want some money for all the time they put into it and the expenditures they had. I mean, they want to recoup their money.
But we never got to hear about the proposal as a board.
Go ahead.
Well, it looks like to me what this thing is.
This is why it's being presented to the board. It's in its infancy stages that I had expressed earlier.
Yep. But you're saying you submitted this already.
This is just emails back and forth from Joan, who is the finance development coordinator for the city, also with the city manager. We have just been sending emails back and forth, and I told them that I cannot speak on behalf of the community or the Board of Trustees. Okay, so they were asking, well, what do you propose? So we have been proposing different things back and forth. And that's why it's, again, I say it's in the infancy stages. As a community, you can say, look, we just want the homes. We don't want to pay you anything. All right? That leaves us in the same spot we're in now. Now, according to, with my communication with them, understanding the city paid approximately $25,151.61 in back utility fees. Okay, divided by 9 homes, that's $2,794.63.
And did you see those? Did you see those fees? Actually, did you see that the $25,000? Did they show that to you? That's the understanding that they paid.
I haven't seen any of their invoices or any of their bills. Again, this is still in the infancy stages. They further went on to say that the county forgave over $203,000 for other fees and costs that were incurred. This is as far as I've gotten. I'm hoping that they're going to play ball with us. And as a board, you can get together and you can agree on some kind of a monetary figure that would be acceptable for both parties. And again, get the park cleaned up. I don't know if $1,000 here or there is going to break everybody's back, but it certainly is going to improve the community. Right. Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. No commitment has been made. Again, when it gets to that point, absolutely a letter from an attorney, a purchase and sales agreement, legal from our attorney and theirs, and everything will be in black and white. There should not be any gray areas.
Okay. You good? We understand. Everybody good for now? Except for Bruce? All right. Do we need to make a motion of any sort?
A motion for what?
No. They're just in negotiation, and this is a negotiation that's going on. And all we wanted to do is the motion we have, which is saying we're not trying to make a profit. We haven't set up any. We just threw out some numbers, and that's what they're negotiating. We still have to come back as a board to vote on numbers. We're just saying, deal with us because we're not trying to make a profit.
No, you're not coming back you're not coming back again. They're going to a meeting Thursday. This coming Thursday, March 5th, and they're making this proposal, which we are seeing in an email. We haven't voted on it. It was, I don't know how it came to be other than Cherie coming up with this, which is, so I think the board has to approve this proposal.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
That's what I thought also.
Let's approve it.
No. The way I understood it is they're going to make a proposal and see how they come out with it, how we come out with it, but there nothing will be signed in stone until we as a board vote on the proposal that is agreed that has come between the two parties. The board still have to vote on them after the proposals are made or agreed on.
So my understanding is we're going to approach Palm Bay City Council.
What if they decide, yes, we're going to accept your proposal, and they want an answer right then and there? We can't give it to them, so we're dead in the water.
We can't give you an answer until we run it by our board of directors.
Well, I have a one. Let me just say something. You know, we're going to give them a letter saying we're not going to make a penny on these properties. So again, you know, why should they make any money on the properties? That's all I'm saying. I know people out in the audience are saying, well, let's just pay them, you know, $36,000. But if, you know, if they deserve, you know, $12,000, let's give them $12,000. If we can't make any money, why should they? That would be my point. If I go to that meeting, that's what I would sell them. I'll tell them that point blank. Here's our letter, and where's your letter back to us? You know, for $4,000. So which, you know, what did you spend actually?
Joe, it's not about money at this point. It's about cleaning up the community. Okay, it's not about, oh, he said, she said, well, you did that. Who cares? Let's clean up the community. That's the bottom line, you know?
So.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I have a question. Do we have information going to Palm Bay that we're negotiating a $4,000 or $5,000 per house?
No, we don't. That will be done March 5th.
Well, I thought that was what the emails were going back and forth.
That's the email right here. It says, I will be formally, Cherie is talking to this girl who runs this thing for Palm Bay and says, I will be formally submitting the proposal to you for the purchase of 9 properties in Holiday Park currently owned by the City of Palm Bay at our next Board of Trustee meeting on February 24th.
But there was no price given.
Yes, yeah. There is. Yeah. That we offer to amount equal to a total of $4,000 for the purchase of each property.
Who gave her the right to offer $4,000 per property? I want to get.
I did not. These are all proposed figures. Nothing is etched in stone. I don't have the authority to do that. The Board of Trustees does. And that's what we're talking about. I have no authority whatsoever to act on behalf of the board, and that's the bottom line. These are all proposed things. It's in its infancy. These are what ifs, and this is why we have a board, so everybody can put their heads together and decide what direction we should go in. The ball is rolling. I say we take it and run with it.
Listen.
And do the best for the community, period.
Listen, I want to get the houses out of here. I want to get the problem solved. I've been working on this in 2015. It's not my fault Brevard County didn't do nothing until last year, number one. Number two, the people I spoke with, Tanya Brown at Brevard County and Katie Ashby at the Clerk of Court, informed me of the procedure. And unless I didn't understand properly, and I may not, they said, once the liens are issued, once the Brevard County gets the court to issue them the deed, everything is zero. Palm Bay Utilities, light bill, any liens is zero. So that means Palm Bay got them for zero. Now, if they want to try to get the $27,000 or $8,000 to pay Palm Bay Utilities, that's their problem, not ours. And one thing else that we might want to negotiate with them is if we get these lots, maybe Palm Bay should not bill us from Palm Bay Utilities for those lots. Let's save that money every single month. That's something else you might want to negotiate.
Well, if you want to start playing the games tit for tat, Bruce, go right ahead. I don't think it's in our best interest. I say we get the homes, get rid of them, and don't play the games. Just get it done. You know, it's not a lot of money. You know, no one's making a profit here. It's cleaning up the community.
My question is this. Do you want us to offer $4,000 a home to Palm Bay Council meeting March 5th?
Well, that's what I was trying to say. If this is what you're going to Palm Bay with, then this should have been, well, it should have been on the agenda, and we should make a motion to approve this, but That's not what's being said. This has to be this paragraph has to be approved by the Board of Trustees before you bring it to Palm Bay.
Do you want to do it,
Joanne,
or not?
You're right.
Let's do it. If you want to do it, let's do it. If you want to talk, come up to the microphone, please.
The meeting is this Thursday, March 5th. Next Thursday. Next Thursday, March. We don't have a meeting before then.
Right.
We don't have a meeting before then.
Sure.
All right. Enough. Yes, ma'am.
Sherry Moore, Vista Court. Perhaps we should not call it a proposal because
right.
that sounds so formal. Perhaps this March 5th meeting that you're going to is we are gleaning information, specifics from them, what they need in order for us to purchase the properties without a price tag from us. And that's maybe what you guys need to vote on, that you will listen to them. I mean, Sherry has come up with how we can make this happen, how we can make the park better for all of us. Let's not put that price tag don't call it a proposal. Call it a discussion with Palm Bay. Say, here we are, we want to make it happen. Like you said, Terry, what do you need from us? Period. And then the next meeting that you come back to us, you'll have if there's a number involved and you guys can vote on it.
I'd agree with that.
What I did do is when they asked me for a list of things that they needed, I gave it to them. The CMAs from a broker, just a list of things. Anyway, I'm sorry to use the word proposal, but I have kind of gone through a list of stuff that I provided to them. So now I'm throwing it on the board. So this is basically where we are.
If I approached them and said, we're coming here to get answers to our questions, what do we need to do to make this work? And they started throwing some money at me, I would have to say, let me approach the board. I'll call an emergency meeting. Approach the board. We'll come to a decision and go from there. Is that agreeable? All right. Yes, sir.
Bob Addy, Thousand Vista Court. If you have to go in with a proposal, make it not $4,000, up to $4,000 to get a cap. But if you don't go in with something to the city, they're going to laugh and look the other way. And as far as I can see, since I've been here in 2005, this is the closest we've come to doing anything about this. So maybe we should just get off the pot, mm-hmm. move it along, and make a start. And you have to start somewhere. So whether it's going into the city and saying, what do we have to come up with to get these properties, and so forth, and then they say, come back with a proposal, then go in with a proposal with an up to, not to exceed, and negotiate back and forth. But let's not drop the ball if we've come this far. And they've got a meeting coming up on the 5th. Let's keep moving with something. We need to go in with something.
I think we're going the right direction now. I think we are.
Say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sherry, do you agree with that?
Sure. I just want to see us progress and not lose this. This is an opportunity, and also for the future, setting a precedence so we don't have to keep dealing with this year after year after year. Get rid of these 9.
Okay.
Get rid of the rest of them.
Thank you.
I just do want to say one thing, Terry. They were asking me, you know, well, what do you think? What do you think? What do you feel? Are you interested? And that was why everything was a proposal thing. Just, I wanted to see if they were interested. Yes, they are very interested.
Okay, we're going in a good way. All right, Jack.
since we're dealing with another government entity, I think they understand the process that we're asking for to answer our question, what do you need from us? If it takes another month before it's done, you know, how long have we been on their, supposedly on their agenda? And we finally make it now. I think it's been 3 or 4 months. So things have been postponing, whatever. So I'm saying, I think they understand the reluctance I hear here about saying, well, we're gonna do this, and then just throw that out there. I too would like to see the park improved. And I think, Bob Shortledge made the comment, you know, even if it cost us something to improve, we're going to get it back in the long run. If we have properties for sale and get new homes on it, we'll be getting that kind of income from it. So I'm not afraid of spending some money, but I think going forth and say, you know, I'd have the question for Palm Bay, what did it really cost you? Do you have an invoice that shows $25,000 for utilities? Or is it, as Bruce said, zero? Right. I think those are important things that we need answers to in this negotiation process.
And I'm sorry, I have to go back to this, the email, because it definitely states from Cherie that we are prepared to have a legal document drawn up to ensure our intent. These are my recommendations to the board. That's tonight. I will have definite terms after submitting this to the board on Monday, tonight, and you will hear back from me first thing Tuesday morning, tomorrow. This is, so we do have to decide on something tonight about whether you are committed to this $4,000, which per home, which she submitted to them. I'm sorry, but that was a submission.
It's a proposal, Joanne. Nothing is etched in stone.
I know that.
They know it. As far as they know, the board could reject the whole thing and say, no, we're not interested.
Well,
this is just to get the ball rolling.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have to decide something tonight, because you said you'd call them back first thing tomorrow morning, which you should keep to that commitment.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
But what are we going to be saying?
I can call them and say that they have not made a decision. The only decision they've made is to present a letter of intent that we're not interested in making any kind of a profit or flipping the homes or properties at this time. Sincerely, I'll get back with you in the future.
I know, but I hope that's going to be enough to get on the agenda. I mean, they've postponed us 3 times now.
They've already put us on the agenda. Their agenda was prepared Friday,
according to
Joan.
We didn't get a copy of that either.
I wouldn't have any problem saying, and the board is very positive about buying these homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Sam Aloisio, 11112 Holiday Park. They're not getting these properties for nothing. I mean, they've got fees that they have. They have got administration fees doing this, attorney fees and everything else that are involved in doing this stuff. So it's not that they're getting it for nothing. And the other thing is, as far as doing a CMA on these properties, there's no value to these properties, only to the land. The properties are actually a deficit to the damn thing. So it's even the value of the land is not even there, because you got to get rid of that deficit to the property. I mean, I did it for 40 years. That's why I know there's no value to those properties whatsoever other than to the land.
Could you come to the meeting on March 5th? Could you help us come to meet? Yeah, we should have a lot of people representing us there on March 5th. And you've got a good background on that. Should anything come up like that?
What's it worth to you, Joy? No.
Maybe a pot of sauce?
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, but really, there's no value to those, none of those buildings that I know of. And they're a deficit to, and like I say, they're a deficit to the land, and the only value is in the land value.
All right, next.
Jean Beach, 1090 Moonlight Court. My question is, who will write the letter of intent? And that's important, because the email that Joanne has read seems to me is kind of a firm proposal that this is what the board intends to do, because I don't believe that that's what Cherie intended when she wrote the email, but her wording is certainly that way. And in my opinion, she should not write the letter of intent.
Thank you.
Colin Fleet, 1150 Seminole. I've only been here for a few years, but I realize that there's been properties that are not paying taxes for a long time. Everybody in this park has been subsidizing those taxes. The taxes are about maybe $2,700 a year, and with the fees, no, the taxes are $300 a year, and with the fees for the park, they're the balance. And a vacant lot, or a lot that's not being used, is still paying the same amount. So everybody here has been covering all those properties for years, 15 years. And we've been asking for the last 4 years how to get rid of this. And there's never been any answers until this year. Now, I think Cherie got into it a little bit. If she made a proposal to the board or whatever she did, it got something moving. And everybody here found out that, yes, in fact, we might be able to buy the properties from Palm Bay for X number of dollars. So, Cherie, I would suggest that when you go to Palm Bay, you say you had a trustee meeting, and they decided that they, yes, in fact, wanted to buy the properties, but they have to discuss the amount. And if they drop it, they drop it. If they don't, do it.
That's it.
I tried.
That's it.
I tried every which way. What do you think they're worth? What are you looking for? How much do you have into them? What would you be comfortable with? And the answers I received from them was, we need a CMA, comparable market analysis, which I did, 18 pages per home. That and a little bit of research on their admin fees, their wrench time, meaning their maintenance people coming out here, changing the locks, and a few things that I had to assume. So that's where I came up with that number. And again, it's a proposal. It's in the infancy stages. This is a total trustee decision. And you all need to come up with a figure. And I just got the ball rolling, and let's run with it. That's all I have to say. I'm not interested in determining what monies we should give them or get. I want these homes out of here. And I'm just trying to make it work for the community. If you want to offer them $1,000 less, $500 more in fear of losing the deal, that's completely up to you. I did what I thought was best to get the ball rolling, and hopefully we can make this happen.
Can I ask you a question?
Thank you.
I do want to.
Did you discuss this?
I do want to make one thing clear. People, we have.
Hold on a second.
Talking into the thing, everybody can hear.
Okay. One thing I do want to make clear. We were not, up until the last 4 or 5 years, we have been not subsidizing the other people. They have been selling those certificates to other people. We get our money. The thing is, after 3 years, whoever bought the tax, somebody else paid their taxes, therefore they have a right to wait for 3 years, and if they don't get their tax money back, they can ask the property to be sold. So far, what was it, Bruce? 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we got our first properties that were not sold because people were finding out they're not worth it. Well, guess what? If we get these things redone and fixed up again, these properties will start selling again if somebody decides they're not going to, because the properties will be worth something that they can say, okay, I'll pay the $2,000 because I know the property's worth $30. You know, and that's what we're also trying to do here. We, as a government agency,
our tax, our fees are paid, are sold if they're not paid, if somebody will bid on them.
Okay, I'd like to put an end to this. It's 10 to 9. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the written suggestion, if it's not a proposal, that was put forth by Cherie to Palm Bay, that we purchase 9 properties up to the amount of $4,000 and any other sundry fees that she's suggested in here. And that's my motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
Comment from the board? Comment from the audience?
Can I make a comment?
Yeah. My comment on this is you don't want to, I mean, everybody here wants to jump into this deal for $36,000. Plus, you remember, you got another $30,000 to take them off. So now you're up to about $70,000, and resawed the lots and everything. Maybe you're at $80,000. You know, don't jump into this. When I researched the thing, they took these properties under escheatment clause. When you look at that statute, what it says in there, they come and they take your property, and then the original owner has 10 years, to come back on the property. The attorney didn't answer my question. I asked him when he was here, Kyle Bone. I asked him, what about the 10-year statute on the escheatment clause? He said he's not sure. So it was never answered to me. So it needs to be answered. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with these empty lots for 9 years or whatever. I mean, it's a statute.
After talking with, I was, till I was blue in the face, I said, are you absolutely certain, are you positive there are no liens, that these titles are all free and clear? Yes, they are. So I wouldn't have proceeded. I wouldn't have touched this with a 10-foot pole if there was even one lien on the properties.
As long as we have that in writing from the Palm Bay, then
and
I'm okay.
And
I'm
absolutely,
okay,
everything should be in writing from both sides, from both attorneys, our attorney, their attorney, and everything should be in front of the board at all times. All right. I've just kind of started the ball rolling. And what I've done is now it's presented everything to you all to make the decisions.
Yes, ma'am.
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. A couple points. Listening to the conversation, I agree with Joanne. The wording proposal means if you receive a proposal from someone, you give it to them, such as to do a job, that means you're going to do exactly you're proposing to do and follow through with whatever you're doing. She submitted a proposal on her own and was in negotiations or discussion with the city before she brought it to the board. And I don't think that really she should have the authority to go forward and make negotiations or discussions to spend money without first coming to the board first, because it sounds like that's what she did. She committed us. The city knows. Yeah, if you already told
there's
them that
no
we're
commitment
interested.
Whatsoever.
No, but let me finish speaking, please.
I'm the one doing the negotiations with them, with Annette.
You submitted a proposal. You put through an intent. An intent
it's
is
not
to
an
follow
intent.
Through.
It was an interest. It was telling them that, okay, Holiday Park may be interested in purchasing the 9 properties
that you
have in your possession. It was not a commitment whatsoever. And that's, as I had explained earlier, I just compiled the information. Nothing is etched in stone, and here it is.
But did you have the authority of the board? Because you're going
I didn't need to. It's not. It's an intent. I didn't make any commitment.
Hold on.
There's no commitment.
Whatever happened, at this point, we have a motion on the floor at this point. And let's continue. If there's no more discussion about the motion, then I'd like to have a vote. And the motion is what? Go ahead.
The motion was to submit, I guess, a formal proposal to the city of Palm Bay for the figures discussed in the email from Cherie to the city, which they said they would be considering and preparing the city council's consideration for this at the March 5th meeting.
Oh,
I'm trying to make this
up
legal.
To $4,000, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Why can't we let them make a proposal to us?
We got a motion on the floor, Bruce. We have a motion on the floor.
Okay.
We have a motion on the floor.
Call for it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes. All right. There's nothing else on the agenda unless somebody wants to make comments. Nobody wants to make comments? Good. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Oh, I'm sorry, you got something?
No, we have comments.
You have comments? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mike and Doris Lundy, we are at 283 Holiday Park. And I have a question at the end of what I'm going to say. Some of you on the board know us, some of you do not. So I would like to introduce my wife and I to those who do not know us. We have been in this park for 13 years. We have rented at 283 Holiday Park for the past 10 years. We are very, very active in this park. We are volunteers in this park. I have personally been an MC for 7 to 8 shows or events. My wife has her name up here on this plaque twice, okay, on this wall of honor. On Monday, just to show how active we are, on Monday we do sew-and-go, pool doubles, pony canasta, and we come to the meetings. On Tuesdays, she does the weaving baskets, which she is in charge of, cornhole, good time singers, and, of course, men's pool. On Wednesdays, we do bocce, bridge, which, again, she is in charge of, ladies' pool, and also bingo. On Thursdays, we do doubles bocce and men's pool. On Friday, I do bocce, we throw darts. On Saturday, we play doubles pool and then do 65. On Sundays, we do bid euchre and we are also do bingo. We are very, very supportive of all the events that goes on and activities that go on in this park. We are supporters of the covered dishes that are happening every month. We do the dinner shows. She does the ladies' lunches. We do the monthly breakfast. The flea market. She worked at the flea market, and I was helping with the traffic control. Fundraisers, we are a part of. Anytime that we volunteer or ask to volunteer to do something, we do it, including working at the kitchen, serving, clean up after the dinners, or whatever. Okay, now here's my question. We are being asked, since we have to leave our place after 10 years because the owner is selling it. So we are relocating next year over to Wood Court. But we are being asked to pay $50 a person, which comes to $100, to relocate. Why?
Because it's policy. I don't make the rules.
What
I
policy?
I don't make the rules. I support my staff.
Okay, what policy is this,
Sheree? This is, I don't have it in front of me right now, but when my staff came to me and they showed me the rule, when we have new owners and renters, each person has to pay a $50 application fee. But
may I ask when this policy went into effect?
I'll have to look in the rules.
Well, it was about 3 years ago because we were here at the meeting when the board approved what you're talking about, okay? And what it was designed for was background checks. And you specifically, when Doris and I talked to you, Cherie, you said they no longer do.
No, we don't. And I told you, I actually invited you to the board meeting to discuss this.
And that's why I'm here.
And get the board's opinion on this. Whatever they say, of course, I'm not going to argue.
Okay. The question
is, I
had
to support my staff when my staff came to me.
I understand that, but why are we have to pay the $100 again?
Well, ask the board.
Okay. Can I suggest that we kind of table this and put it on the agenda for next time to vote on this or make a make?
So y'all want to deal with it tonight? There you go. There you go.
You waive the fee. I'm supporting my staff, okay? And this is what they've done in the past, and this is what the policy has been.
If we're going to change.
And from what I can understand, I had a discussion with Gene Beach earlier today, and I believe something was worked out.
Okay.
So if you want to see me tomorrow.
Some people have been told that.
Hey, the thing is, one of the policies is if you're going to vote on something, it has to be on an agenda. I know it can be added, but how many times have you been snowbirds that have said, why are you voting on things you didn't tell us about it? I mean, that's the only thing. I have no problem with voting on tonight. I'm just saying we get from both sides, the people that are not here are going to be saying, yeah, but you're voting on that, and I'm not at the meeting. I didn't know about it. Yeah, and that is one thing that we get.
Can we not vote on this tonight?
Before we talk, we always have to put your name and your address, please.
It's obvious to me the majority of the people want, almost everybody wants to do something about this and get it done. Is that not true?
Well, then waive the fee. I take direction from the board. I'm not going to fight it. I go by the book.
Okay.
If you want to change it, that's fine.
Hold it. Let's try to get something done here. Now, what I see, I figure most of the people want to get this done tonight. Yes. All right. We have any discussion from the board about it? Otherwise, we'll bring it to a vote.
Well, what's the motion?
Well, I need a motion. That we eliminate the policy.
It's a one-time deal.
No.
There you go.
It's only a one-time shot.
Somebody give me an idea for a motion.
I will make a motion that residents that are transferring to a new unit in the park not have to pay the registration fee.
Keith, I will second that motion.
Barbara,
if they lived here for 13 years, they should only have to pay it once.
Okay.
You should add now, in good standings. You should really add in good standings.
Okay. If there's any discussion, it's going to be on this. Any comments on this motion? Okay.
Dave Peck, 1014 Willow. I'm sorry, Julian. You're trying to vote on something for an individual. You don't know what the policy is.
That's right.
You need to read the policy and change it accordingly. You can't just take it for one person. What happens to the next person? You don't know what you changed.
Right, exactly.
You've got to have the policy here in front of you. Then you deal with the facts. Then you make your changes. I understand where everybody's coming from tonight. We like them. But guess what? You got to do it properly.
If you want to do it that way, then just vote
That's
no.
That's my opinion.
Vote no, and we'll put it on the agenda. You got two options. To vote on it, but you can vote no.
I'd like to say one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you vote, I would like it to follow through and be the same for everybody, and
yes,
not
ma'am.
Somebody in the office deciding who's going to pay it and who's not going to pay it. And who, because
can I
have,
say something?
Deal.
I have
Deal.
Talked. I have
can,
talked
can
to
I
people.
Say something, Terry?
I have talked to people in the park, and without pulling people up here, it is not uniform. What's gone on is not uniform.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is not going to affect them until next year. Sherry should give us what the policy is. Put it on the next agenda, and we can vote to change it.
No.
If somebody, you've got.
These people are going to be leaving in April. This is now.
The next meeting is in 2 weeks.
They don't have to pay until they come back next year. because she said it's that they're getting ready to leave. We can't change it until really we see the policy.
Let's get under control, please.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
You just said.
Hold on, me?
Yeah, you.
You want me to take it?
You just said you can move away.
This is a government agent. You cannot speak unless you're given permission. You don't go up to Tallahassee. You don't go to the city board. Same type of meeting, people. Same type of meeting. It is our board meeting. You're here as an audience, and you're given permission. I don't like to do it this way. Terry's trying to do a good job. We're trying to keep it friendly. But it is an official meeting. You want to hold us to the sunshine rules? Then you need to follow the rules, too. And that is...
Right now, we have all...
Every time you get up to the mic, you need to say your name. You need to say the address. You need to say and talk on the agenda. We, just like David said, we need to follow rules. And that is, I really agree, that if we're going to change the agenda, we have to have the agenda in front of us.
It is not going to, or not agenda, policy.
And people need to be notified. We can't have meetings unless we identify somebody 10 days ahead of time. We can't come together. Okay, that is because everybody needs to hear about it as a government agent. That's what the Sunshine Rule is about. Okay, I understand government moves slow. And I'm not mad at anybody. I just want people to understand there are certain rules to follow. And permission to talk comes from the chairman. If you look in the book, it says he controls the meeting, he gives people permission to talk. Okay? That's all I'm saying. The meeting gets out of hand. Last week we talked about it. It just needs to be orderly so we can get things done, we can do it properly, and people all get what they're supposed to have. You got to follow rules. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have the... Hold on.
Okay, let's get productive. There is a motion on the floor. Are you talking about the motion on
the floor?
Well,
no, there isn't a motion on the floor because he just stood up. What is the motion?
I'll make a motion that we get the policies. Have Cherie give us the policies.
I'll repeat the motion. The motion is that residents of the park that are moving to a new resident in the park will be... permitted not to have to pay the fees, but I still do believe we need to look at the whole agenda.
That was not what was brought up tonight.
Yes, it was.
Not.
What
no,
was
it wasn't.
Up, what was brought up?
No,
tonight.
It wasn't. What was brought up tonight, and you said yes. Just a minute. Was Morris? I'm sorry.
Mike Lundy.
Mike Lundy and Doris got up and spoke to you
about
having to pay $100 for fees after they've been here for 13 years and they didn't feel that was right.
Right.
So it might have been brought up that you have a rule that says anybody that has been here and moves to another place has to be approved. But you... put it to the vote of the people here tonight whether they should be able to not have to pay the $100 or not.
I
so
said,
that,
yes,
true. That
I said what you all want to do, didn't I?
Okay, so let's
you
have
all
a vote.
Said, do it tonight.
Let's have a vote for these two people, and you can implement your rule
that's
to not, everybody else.
That's not the
Terry,
way this
can
works.
Can I say something?
Please.
I'm sorry. No, it
you
it,
have a quorum.
No.
Everybody's here.
And all.
We're all here.
Please understand something. The only way we can accept and pass anything is by the board. We can't have it that your majority rules. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, yes, it can.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it can.
No,
because,
sir, it does not.
Because he said,
no.
let's
no,
have a vote.
Man, I didn't make a vote for the people to...
Terry, can I say something?
Okay. All those in favor of Doris and Mike not having to pay $100, raise your hand.
Doesn't make it. It doesn't.
Okay, you're out of order. What's your name? You're
Terry.
Out of order, man.
Okay.
You're out of order. Now let's
Terry.
Proceed
with this?
Terry, can I say something, please?
Yes.
I think the rules have to be changed. If somebody has lived here for 13 years, they shouldn't be treated like a new person. We have to change the policy. The only way we can change the policy is to have her bring it on the next agenda and vote on it. New people coming in should pay, but people who have been here for 13 years shouldn't have to pay.
Understand that,
okay.
Keith.
Hey,
13 or
I,
10
I
res- or
I rescind,
8.
I rescind my motion.
And I'd like to, all right. Keith rescinded his motion. I'd like to just say, until we review the policy at the next meeting, which will be on the agenda, which is the way we should be doing it, I would like to say that Doris and Mike Lundy's situation be suspended until we get to review it. They don't have to pay anything right now. We'll get to them. But let's suspend that. And my motion is that we should review the policy at the next meeting. Please put it on the agenda.
That's just what I said.
Is there a second?
Oh, you didn't say that.
I second.
Okay, is there any more comment on that? We should agree with that motion.
You got a second.
I call for the vote. I got it.
Did you second it?
All those in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Deal on that, right?
Thank you.
Rod Lindsay, 1291 Joy Court. This is under public announcements. As many of you know, there's a craft sale going on here on Saturday morning between 9 and 1. They have asked, HPPOA has asked a number of times, I'm asking too, we need help, some men or women, to help control the traffic coming in. So far, not one person has volunteered to help. Thank you.
I didn't hear what he
said. I have to make a comment for the lady who asked if we could get anybody to work Christmas Day, my wife and I will work Christmas Day. We will open the place, I will be on call all day, and we will close the place.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes. And I think we need to talk about a big old Christmas present for that, right? Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. This is quick. Along with the policies, you should change. And I got this one changed a few years ago. Because if you own a house in here and you move to another property, they want to charge you $50. I got that one changed. But there's still a policy where when you come into the park, you pay $50. If you sell your house, you have to pay another $50. That one should be changed too.
Well, maybe we should review a few of them.
Yes,
we'll go
absolutely.
Through them.
Is that a policy, you say? That's a policy? Is it a deed restriction?
No, it's not a
deed. No, it's a rule.
No, it's not a deed restriction.
That's not a deed
restriction. It's either the policy or rules and regulations.
Okay, that be looked into, you said, Joanne?
Mm-hmm.
You said that will be looked into?
Yeah, we'll look into it.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing more, I'm going to call for a vote.
I make a motion
adjourn.
To adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor? Opposed? Thank you for a wonderful night.